Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You're listening to The Spectrum, Bob Ivory, and Ivory Coast Media Production.
Welcome once again to another episode of The Spectrum. Before we get into today's topic, big dreams, it's not too late yet. I want to remind you not to get too lost in the news of the day, no matter where you hear it. I want you to understand something. Never forget that broadcast news and these newspapers, all news media, CNN, all of them, the papers, the Washington Post, it's a business. And I want you to understand that there are reporters you hear spouting ideas that don't necessarily believe the views that they are getting you all upset about, especially politics. In fact, I heard it reported that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris recently said that essentially America is not a racist country. Maybe not, but it certainly is a country filled with racists. Now, I know a lot of people saw Kamala and they saw Joe and Kamala as their political allies and their political hero. And I know that they were disappointed to hear that particular view espoused, but guess what? It's their personal view of how they see the world, and that should not affect how you see the world and how you respond to what's happening in your world. Because at the end of the day, it isn't about the politics. It isn't about what other people think. You have one life to live. Just one. So we've got to make the best of it. And people are volleying for your attention here, and they are trying to get you to look over here and to be upset about this. And while you're getting all upset about politics, they've gone on with their lives and they're going on to their fancy dinners or wherever it is they're going. And you're all upset, and guess what? You haven't done anything toward your personal fulfillment because your energy is being all used up. With the ideas of other people. Don't get lost in politics, my friend. Use your energy to live a life fulfilled by your highest ideals and do what makes you feel good. And that makes you feel that you've made a significant contribution to life. So let's get into our topic today. But I wanted to mention, I hope you had a chance to listen to last week's podcast with Terry Lee Chandler. She was absolutely outstanding, and I want to encourage, if you haven't had a chance to listen to that particular podcast, she had some outstanding ideas and things she had to share about living your dreams and living her own personal dreams. I may play a snippet or two before the show's over just to give you to whet your appetite, because it's certainly worthwhile, and she was an outstanding guest to have on The Spectrum with Bob Ivory. But I want to talk about big, I want to continue on this theme of big dreams. And today's theme, big dreams, it's not too late yet. And I say yet for a reason. And by the time we've come to the conclusion, you'll understand why. Jesus the Christ said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Now, often when people quote that scripture, they substitute make with set. They say, and you will know the truth, and truth will set you free. But life is about the little details. Isn't it amazing if you forget one set of numbers of a combination to a safe, that safe will not open, no matter what you do, if you don't get all the numbers in the sequence of four right, the lock, the safe will not open. The treasure remains inside. This is an important phrase, so make a note of it and remember it for the rest of your life. Here it is again. Life is about the little details. Let's look at the words make and set. Here's the definition for make, one definition. To bring into being by forming, shaping, or altering material. It's like if you were to sew a dress, or you were to make a dress or to fashion it. But make speaks to the process of time. It speaks to things developed or occurring in the process of time. Now, here's the definition of set. The definition of set is to put, lay, or stand something in a specific place or position. For example, Dana set the mug of tea down. You see, the idea of set is a bit more instant. Now, why am I making this distinction and why am I bringing this out? Because it's important. You see, what happens with truth is the truth that you learn and understand over time will make you free. In other words, you will begin the process of becoming free. You don't learn everything in a day, so you are not actually set free. You are being made. You're in the process of becoming free in your thinking. Now, why is that important? That's important because if you think that your dreams will happen for you instantly, you are going to be disappointed. I'll say that again. If you think your dreams are going to happen instantly, and a lot of people would dare say without effort, you are going to be extremely disappointed and frustrated. And if you're frustrated, it's the kind of thing that will cause you to give up on your dreams because you misunderstood that there is a process that is required. It's like farming. There's really no big mystery to it, but it's a mystery if you don't understand it. In fact, anything that you don't understand is a mystery. And I don't want you to be lost in mystery and mystical ideas that seem unattainable. Because your dreams are in your mind for a reason. I want you to understand something clearly. Dreams take time. But you got to learn to enjoy the journey, the whole process. When you learn to enjoy it and you shift your thinking about how you see the realization of your dreams, it changes the energy that you put into it. What the truth will do for your life is like what being diligent will do for your life. It won't change everything about your life in one day. But in the process of time, being consistently diligent will produce the results you're looking for over time in your life. Frustration and disillusionment and disappointment and discouragement sets in when you believe a lie or misinterpret the truth. See, that's why there's an important distinction between being made free and being set free. Because if you think something is going to happen in an instant and it doesn't, you will become discouraged. Discouragement is the kind of thing that takes the steam, takes the wind, if you will, out of your sails. It makes you feel as if there's no point to your dreams, or that you've been lied to, or that it doesn't work, or whatever. But in the process of time, if you understand it, if you change how you look at it, Wayne Dyer says it this way: change the way you look at things, and the things you look at change. I'll say that again. Change the way you look at things, and the things you look at change. See, there's a difference even between a lie and misinterpreting the truth or misunderstanding it. It's like the difference between multiplication and addition. It makes a significant difference, especially when you are multiplying money versus adding money. Multiplying your effectiveness versus adding to it. Multiplication, in most cases, you end up with more. But let's continue. I don't want to get too far off track. When you understand the difference between instant and process, your mind processes things differently. Your expectation is different. You see, if you understand that life is more like planting a garden than it is like microwaving popcorn, you're going to approach life differently. Now, here's an example of a popcorn, if you will, or microwave mentality. It's the reason that some people choose to sell drugs, because they think it's a faster way to get money. It may be faster, but it's what you call short money. Because the risks that you take to acquire that money far greater than if you had, say, a legitimate job and you made less money but more over time. Because a dead man can't spend money. In the springtime, you put seed in the ground. During the season of harvest, you reap what you've planted and more than what you planted. And now that is what you call exponential growth. When you plant a seed, when you put seeds in the ground, they multiply in ways that you can't even imagine. Have you ever seen a cornfield? When people plant corn and those stalks grow up, and one stalk of corn has several ears of corn growing from it. Now, that's how you want to see your process is like planting your seeds in a field, planting your seeds in a field and getting that kind of return. You reap more than you sow. When you understand the difference between instant and process, your mind processes things differently. It's like farming. In springtime, you put the seeds in the ground, and during the season of harvest, you reap what you planted and more than you planted. Now, here are a few tips to help you realize your big dreams. And I know that these tips are going to be of benefit for you, so grab a pen and paper or type them in your smartphone or however you get it down. But I think you're going to find this extremely useful. Number one, Never forget that little details matter. Learn to enjoy every step of the process of becoming who you dream of being. Become comfortable with the tedious. That's the one thing that separates those who become great and those who live lives of quiet desperation and mediocrity, is because there are those that learn to become comfortable with doing the tedious consistently, because they know that each step they take brings them closer to their dream, regardless to how laborious or boring it may seem at the time. But number one, never forget that the little details matter. Remember the idea of the combination and the safe, and how if you miss one set of numbers, you're not going to get the treasure inside. Number two, your personal philosophy will determine your success, not the circumstances of your life. Your personal philosophy will determine your success. What do you believe about life itself? What do you believe about the process of life? What do you understand about the process? And these are questions that you want to ask yourself. And anything you don't know, just look it up. This is the information age. You can find out anything that you want to know. You don't have to be deprived of any information. So your personal philosophy, number two, your personal philosophy will determine your success, not the circumstances of your life. Number three, put your dreams and your plans in writing. I think that's self-explanatory. Put it down on paper or, again, your smartphone or whatever device you use to record information so that it is clear. And when you're writing your ideas down, when you're writing your dreams and your plans down, be very, very specific about what your plans are. Be very detailed. For example, if you determine that you want to build an orphanage for children, how many acres? You want it to be on 80 acres of land with rolling hills, with golf green grass on it, and 17 buildings to house your orphans and so forth. And what you want your dining, how big your how many square feet your dining hall is going to be, and how many staff you're going to have, and what your annual budget is going to be. Just be very, very detailed about the details of what you're going to teach your orphans and how you're going to enrich their lives. So be very detailed in writing down your plans. Number four, make sure you do at least one thing every day towards the fulfillment of your dreams, no matter how small. Number four, make sure you do at least one thing every day towards the fulfillment of your dreams, no matter how small. Number five, put a deadline on your dreams. Putting a deadline on your dreams gives you a sense of urgency, so that you don't just piddle around and just drag your feet in terms of bringing your dreams to fruition. There's something about moving with urgency, I think, that will help you manifest your dreams faster. Number six, don't let a lot of people know what you're planning / what your dreams are. Don't let a lot of people in on your plans. People steal stuff. People take stuff. You just make sure that you do what you need to do to keep your dreams safe. Once again, number six, don't let a lot of people know what you're planning / dreaming. Number seven, find someone who is already doing what you want to do and offer service to them. And finally, number 8, understand that you can run out of time. The idea that it's never too late is a lie, plain and simple. So be urgent about your dreams and understand that you don't need to waste time. You need to get busy and get after whatever it is you want to do. So I hope this has been helpful for you. I hope this has been useful. And you be sure and check out that episode with Terry Lehner. She did a fantastic job, and I think that'll encourage you too. So I want you to live your dreams and live big. This is Bob Ivory, The Spectrum. Ciao for now. Be well, my friends.
Queens, the Bronx, Stan, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.